Yeah. And so, Kelly, yeah, like as you were saying, it's also interesting to sort of think of those three attributes and how you use them as a, I guess, as a filter of how other people might view us.
Right. And, you know, thinking whether it, if we're trying to market direct to consumer and, you know, understanding, thinking again of those three areas, you know, liking or connecting with somebody, trusting them, and then that knowledge base that they feel like they know what we're talking about. And I think you could split those as we're talking for consumers, or if we're trying to work with the urban people to make sure that we really do understand where they're coming from, you know. And I suggest and wonder sometimes if maybe we don't always, as people in agriculture, have that reference point, and it is important for us to try to connect with that. And that's often why you hear the advice of making sure that you tell a story, but also the importance of being real about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems to me like that a common thread through that column was like one of the important things, I think, is honesty and transparency in those relationships, right?
Yes, for sure. And making sure that, you know, you're really telling the story about what is going on your own operation. And again, that can be from whatever relationship, maybe it is from the other side of view of the business professionals, you know, be it the bankers or the accountants and lawyers. And, you know, I think that even when we talk about the succession process, that, you know, you might not necessarily have that type of person that you're working with, but I really want to say that they're for sure out there, and you need to keep looking until you find one. That's important work that needs to be done.
Yeah, great. Anything else you want to add about sort of the importance of, I guess, investing in these working relationships?
Well, you know, as I talk about it, going back to the people side of things and really, you know, thinking about the valuable and deep relationships that we've been fortunate enough to develop over the years in this industry. And I think lots will relate with that, even if you aren't as much as a people person as I, that, you know, it's just amazing over the years when you've got some experience behind you, how full circle those will come back and really be valuable.
Yeah, it is a industry that, I guess, like so many industries, but it's really depends on relationships and sometimes multi-generational relationships.
Yes, honestly. And I mean, I have some treasured moments lately, you know, where there's been honestly grandkids that are now working together and think of, whoa, you know, you might not get the total context of that, but certainly at one point in time, when you stand back and think that does transcend like now three generations of working together.
Yeah, that's actually pretty amazing.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, something we can kind of celebrate when it works out that way.
100%, and perhaps other industries have those same possibilities. This is just the one that we know because we work in and come from it, right?
Yeah, great. Well, thanks, Kelly. Great visiting with you today.
Excellent. Thanks, Lisa.